CBS News Brief. The Kremlin announced today it'll declare a ceasefire on Ukraine May 8th through the 10th when Russia celebrates victory over Nazi Germany. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
Trump told reporters he wants a deal to end the war in 2 weeks or less. But major questions about territory, security, and rebuilding remain.
At the Vatican,
I have no comments.
A cardinal peppered with questions by reporters after the announcement the conclave to choose a successor to Pope Francis will begin May 7th. We're learning more about the man in Vancouver suspected of plowing his SUV into a crowd of people at a Filipino heritage celebration, killing 11, including a five-year-old. Mayor Ken Sim.
The individual in question has a significant history of mental health issues. He is known to police for a multitude of mental health interactions.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
From the WFHR WIRI newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. Storms and showers forecast to be part of your Monday. National Weather Service officials are saying the chances for rain to start your work week right around 70%, but there's a 90% chance Monday night into Tuesday morning. And it could push rivers and streams over the roads in our area. Keep a lookout to stay away from the high water. The Wisconsin Economic Development Association appoints Melissa Hunt as its new CEO and president. She plans to drive member value and economic prosperity across Wisconsin, according to a news release. Now, Hunt previously served as WEDA's board chair and as a planning and economic development professional at Ayers Associates, where she assisted communities with creating economic development strategies. Hunt starts her new job today. Officials with the Red Cross hope you can help the nonprofit recognize heroes in our communities. Lisa Hale explains.
Today is Superhero Day. Real-life superheroes come in all shapes and sizes. They come in all ages and abilities. Real-life superheroes are the ones that go above and beyond to help those in need. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin Northeast Chapter is seeking local heroes who have shown exceptional courage, dedication, and selflessness in heroic contributions to their community. Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director of the Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin Chapter.
They don't do it for recognition, but we want people to hear their story. We want people to hear the good that is being done in the community and that there are everyday heroes that are making oftentimes life-saving acts of heroism.
If you know an individual, group, or organization that has gone above and beyond to save a life or make a community better, visit redcross.org/Wisconsin.
I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future? And what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that?
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Civic Media. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
We're here at the Lake Wissota studio. It's cloudy, but it's getting brighter out there. Nothing like the storm that was going through around 2 a.m., which then made its way to central Wisconsin and continues on the war path here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins us right off the top to talk about that and then what's coming up a little bit later, which could be a little stronger, louder, attention grabbing, if nothing else. So she'll be tracking that throughout the day. So you should be listening for updates throughout the day. But Brittany, where's the current activity right about now?
Absolutely. So what we've got going on right now is those rain still coming down, some frequent lightning, actually cloud to ground with some big rolls of thunder going on right now into Wausau, moving towards Antigo. And also there's a storm right now that's got some pea-sized hail into Appleton and rolling up I-41 towards Green Bay. So heads up for that. It's not severe warned. Nothing is at the moment. This is just our heads up round as the warm front moves into the state. So what we've got going on this afternoon is it's going to be breezy. Winds are going to be pulling out of the south, warming us up. They're going to be gusting around 30 to 40 miles per hour. It's going to get muggy. It's going to get pretty humid in some places, especially west and south. And we are looking at temperatures hitting into the 80s for the southern parts of the state, probably some 60s up north. And of course, this afternoon, if any thunderstorm, especially if it's all alone, isolated by itself, if that sparks around 2, 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon, keep an eye on it. Those have the potential to rapidly turn severe, bringing large hail, high wind gusts, and the environment is perfect for a tornado today. We're probably going to see some tornado watches going out. That means just be ready. The conditions are right. I'm telling you right now that they are. And if a tornado warning goes out, that means that it's actually seen by someone, a tornado is on the ground, or it is seen on radar, where we're seeing strong winds in a small area coming at the radar and away from it. So that pretty much signifies a twister out there. So you have a tornado warning in your area throughout this evening, or even into the overnight, you need to have a heads up, because we have multiple waves of storms going through. Only the first round starts in the afternoon. We've got a cold front that still moves through this evening, probably around 6 o'clock, starting far northwest, moving its way through central areas through the evening after dark. And this line, too, could have tornadoes embedded in it, which would be rain-wrapped. You wouldn't see them anyways because it's dark. Hey, hail, large hail is expected with this one, and also some wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour are possible. So we've got a lot going on. I mean, you can feel it out there today. It's so warm and so muggy so rapidly. These are all the ingredients for these strong storms. And in fact, the Storm Prediction Center has put a good chunk of Wisconsin in the bullseye in a moderate risk, which is a 4 out of 5 on that risk scale. So it doesn't get much worse, really. So we really need to keep a heads up. And the entire state is at least in an enhanced risk. It does lessen a little bit as we move away from central Wisconsin into eastern areas. So hopefully those storms will weaken as they move through and move east. But otherwise, I would just keep an eye out everywhere today, because we could have a regional outbreak.
Yeah, just pay attention. That's all we're telling you today. is this. This would not be the way. We don't want anybody afterwards going, I had no idea. This was. Exactly. It's not going to sneak up on us today, not with these conditions out there.
No.
All right, Brittany, thank you very much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you a little later. Oh, wait, before I let you go, Dana in La Crosse on the text line. Do we know which direction the strongest winds will be coming from?
Are we talking about just today? Those will be out of the south. If we're talking about in a storm, the storm is going to be moving from west to east, probably moving at about 50 miles per hour in those lines coming through.
Okay. So south and west, you want to be mindful of.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if they're moving patio furniture or just want to know where to be in the basement, but we wanted to answer that question from Dana. All right. Thanks,
Good
Brittany.
Question.
Appreciate it
You're
very
welcome.
Much. Hey, you can sign up for our, Robin Tigerton, by the way, also notes heavy rain and pea-sized hail in Tigerton around 7:50 this morning. So again, don't take anything for granted out here. You can sign up for our daily newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe in the banner at the top of the homepage, and you will be put on board our weekday morning newsletter that Christina Laurie puts together, full of stories, including one today about farmers markets that will be opening soon around Wisconsin. But we also have a monthly newsletter about Wisconsin sports, some of the good positive stories behind Wisconsin sports. That's about once a month from Christina. And then I put together a newsletter that comes out on Sunday mornings with a focus on Wisconsin politics that you can get as well. And, of course, we had yesterday's issue all about the arrest by Donald Trump's FBI of Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan on Friday morning on felony charges, claiming that she intentionally misdirected federal agents away from an undocumented immigrant that they were trying to arrest at her courthouse on April 18th. Now, this is the latest in a two-part power play by Donald Trump against the judicial system. He is seeking to not be held accountable by judges who rule against some of his actions. I mean, defying even the U.S. Supreme Court at times. And at the same time, he is seeking to intimidate judges and others in the legal system who are trying to maintain an independent and co-equal branch of government. Federal officers have repeatedly been coming to local courthouses to take alleged undocumented immigrants into custody, and it's a practice that's been criticized by judges and others who note the dangers to public safety. Not just any disturbance inside of a courthouse, for example, but the fear as well that people will just stop showing up when they've been charged with crimes and become fugitives, and the people who will not report crimes for fear that they will be arrested and deported. And frankly, that's something that would affect all of us if the only witness to a crime that affected us were an undocumented immigrant. So Judge Dugan was angered that federal agents were once again crowding the courthouse hallway, causing disruptions in the court calendar, including a case for Eduardo Flores Ruiz, an undocumented immigrant who was in court as part of a fight with his roommate over music volume. And federal agents showed up believing that he was an undocumented immigrant and wanted to arrest him. We're all there in the hallway. The judge, Dugan, instructed Flores Ruiz to use a different door to still exit into the public hallway. For whatever reason, the agents did not make an arrest right away. They simply watched as Flores Ruiz walked into an elevator and out of the building. Agents approached him outside the courthouse. He tried to run away and was taken into custody. But for folks who are telling you that the judge is leading him like some secret elevator through some secret door and out into the street, and she held his hand and helped him across the street and everything else, no. There's the door. Use it. Go out into that public hallway. I've got a courtroom to run here. The reaction was swift from both sides of the partisan aisle, Democrats calling it, an overreach, gravely serious, weaponizing law enforcement. Republicans, meanwhile, say that they may attempt to remove Judge Dugan from office. And in doing so, those Republicans would simply assist Trump with his intimidation campaign against judges. So it's a story we will continue to follow here on Civic Media and, of course, over at Up North News as well. 8:14, quick check of sports here. The Brewers were winners, snapping that four-game losing streak by finally beating the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday 7-1. Christian Yelich had two hits, two RBIs. Jackson Churio, two hits. Jose Quintana struck out six over five innings, allowing one run on five hits, and he becomes the first Brewer pitcher to win his first four starts with the team since CeCe Sabathia in 2008. The Brewers are off today. They are on the south side of Chicago tomorrow to play the White Sox. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they are back home against the Cubs starting on Friday. The Milwaukee Bucks are on the verge of another humiliating first-round playoff elimination at the hands of the Indiana Pacers. They lost 129-103 last night to go down 3-1 to Indiana. Dame Lillard went out with what is feared to be an injured Achilles. Game 5 is the early evening game tomorrow in Indianapolis. So there are plenty of concerns that this American economy is either on the verge of a recession or is there. And of course, you don't know a recession the moment it hits. It's a backward looking statistic. You have to have like a quarter or two of negative growth before it's officially called a recession. Maybe we're there already. I mean, there are ports in this country normally teeming with ships bringing in goods from China. Those ports are nearly empty, according to some reports. That's going to lead to empty store shelves. What happens if a recession does hit, especially as we've all been watching retirement, or as soon as we've been watching Wall Street? What does this mean for your retirement? We've talked to Sean O'Malley in the past with his work as a compliance officer on Wall Street, but he also works in financial planning, and we asked him to come back and talk to us a bit about protecting your nest egg as well. Sean, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me back, Pat. Doing well. Just crossing my fingers with the weather forecast. See what Brittany can do for some good weather here in western Wisconsin.
We are definitely hoping for that. So, look, it's always tough. We were updating our finances over the weekend and watching how much things had gone down from January 1st to March 31st to the end of the quarter. Again, every individual is different, but from a 30,000 foot level, what's your advice, especially to folks, approaching approaching retirement, about minimizing the damage to that nest egg if the economy takes a downturn?
Yeah, that's a concern that I think a lot of Americans have, given the sort of overall uncertainty right now, and that's certainly reflected in how consumers are approaching the marketplace. Consumer confidence is at its lowest in 12 years. So people are not feeling comfortable. And we're seeing this reflected in a lot of different ways. People are changing their buying patterns, spending patterns. And yes, there's also the very real concern of what's the ultimate impact going to be of the tariffs, particularly when you look at the tariffs that we're dealing with against China, where you're talking 145%. So there's a lot of uncertainty out there. There are a lot of unknowns. My best advice for the personal investor is, when you don't see any good opportunities to buy something, go with something that is basically as conservative as possible. I'm a big advocate for money market funds. When you're just not really sure or comfortable that it's a good time to get into stocks necessarily, I would say there's a lot of volatility there. There are a lot of unknowns. We don't know, especially if we do wind up going into a recession, which, as you correctly point out, it's always a backwards looking measure. But a lot of the tariffs seem to be setting up an environment where the likelihood of recession has increased. And if you look at most of the forecasts on the big, from the big houses on Wall Street, that number has gone from, single digits, maybe 10%, up to 45, 50, in some cases 60% for a recession this year. So not a great time to buy stocks. Unfortunately, also not a great time to buy bonds either. You're seeing demand for American assets really go down across the board internationally. And so what's happening is that there are fewer buyers for American treasury bonds and corporate bonds. A lot of the foreign countries are sort of shying away from American assets in general, which is, of course, driving up the yields. As yields go up, prices go down. But will prices continue to go down, or will they come back up? And that's the question mark. And you don't want to gamble.
Right. It gets to that expression, never try to catch a falling knife. Sean O'Malley is with us right now. Still ahead this hour, Senator Kelda Roy is on a bill about protecting women's most private health care decisions. And Jane Matinier on the way as well. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
To everyone who believes big flavor makes life better, we've got something special waiting for you at Culver's.
We're introducing something totally new. Concrete mixers and lemon ice coolers made with fruity Skittles Popped. This limited time Skittles Popped mix-in can be blended into our creamy, fresh frozen custard or slow frozen lemonade for a colorful crunch that makes every moment a little sweeter. You don't want to miss this.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hello, all. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this April 25th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're speaking right now with our good friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District. We got Superintendent Ron Rasmussen in with us. Ron, always good to see you.
Hi, James.
Thanks for being here. And you brought in a new friend. We got Bill Oswald in with us. Bill is Woodside principal, first year principal over there at Woodside. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Appreciate the time, guys. We're going to dive into the schools around here in just a moment with Ron. But Bill, I want to start with you and put you on the spot. I mean, ask you some questions. No, we love having first time guests in and everything. So it's always fun to get to know people. And Bill, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the things that is a passion for you, it sounds like, in just the brief time I've gotten to know you in our pregame, about getting not only the community more involved with Woodside, but Woodside getting involved with the community. We want to touch on that for me?
Yeah, absolutely. One of our school goals is outreach to promote the overall well-being of our students. So we want to really showcase what you can do in the community, but also have the community involved with us. So one of our big events coming up is actually going to be next Friday on May 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. We are doing our Family Fun Fest. We have an absolute ton of involvement from our teachers, so shout out to them for putting in all the extra work. But also we're really looking at how do we get the parents involved in our school more. We do have some involvement. We have very involved parents at Woodside, but we're always looking to maximize that as much as we can. So that event is, like I said, on next Friday, May 2nd. We have tons of raffle baskets. Each class is involved in that. We have inflatables. We've got silent auction items. Like, for an example, our school resource officer, we're always very excited to partner with Wisconsin Rapids Police Department any way that we can. So he has an item in there, too, where you can hang out with him. We've got a principal for a day, which apparently I was told involves giving out a lot of extra recess. So they shadow me. So I'm looking forward to that. And then also, too, one of our other items, which is perfect timing for the NFL draft, is we've got a signed Packer football. So nice. There's definitely some things that are going on that create the excitement that the kids and the parents are interested in, but also still showcasing what our community is all about.
That's awesome. I think this moment you said Family Fun Fest, almost all of us had memories of certain things that we did when we were in grade school that and how much fun it was. And I kind of want to piggyback on what you were talking about, getting involved with the community and the community getting involved with Woodside. We could always use more of this in all of our local schools. And I appreciate the initiative, the thought of this even, mm-hmm. just that you see this as something to approach and everything. And it's great for a lot of levels that the audience doesn't need me to explain to them. They get that the goodness of this and everything. But one thing that I don't know that we focus on a lot that Ron and I talk about from time mm-hmm. to time is the idea that the kids that are attending these and watching this, and not just the event itself, but the preparation, the planning, the time and effort that it goes into these, those brains are sponges. Mm-hmm. They're taking all this in and they're seeing not only how to do in school arithmetic or history or any of these things, but how to be an adult, how to work in your community, how to be a part of your community. Mm-hmm. While it's not necessarily you're sitting down and teaching them a lesson, they are learning this lesson organically by seeing adults care about their community, put into their community, and seeing them come to this fest and all that work they put into it and the rewards of good work and having a good work ethic. Mm-hmm. The layers that go into these kind of things, the raffles are what get a lot of people's attention and right, stuff, and that's sure. great. That's awesome. Yeah. But it's so cool to see these, to me, these side stories that go on, these other ways that kids are learning and taking in ways to impact our communities and be a part of them. When it comes to this event itself, is it exclusive for Woodside parents and members or students? Or
yeah, great question. So it's primarily focused on obviously our students and their families, but we know that we're going to have some other folks that are involved, which are more than welcome to. We have a very good working relationship with our other elementaries in the district. We know we have some friends down the road that they shall not be named. I'm kidding. But we know that we have some community schools that we love to be involved because they're our kids as a district. And I think we need to take that approach if we want everybody to see all of the things that we have. So it's not just a Woodside event, but we also want to support the other events in the other elementary schools as well because they're our kids. It's our community. And we want to make sure that we can provide everything that we can to help them be successful and support them in that.
We have Terry John, CEO of the United mm-hmm. Way, in all the time. Terry puts up with me and co-hosts with me mm-hmm. and all this. And one of the things that I've really learned and talking with her and a lot of our nonprofits about is like, and that's not just this area, but when I first moved to this area with my family, one of the things we noticed was a lot of nonprofits kind of almost fighting for volunteer hours and dollars and stuff. And in the last 20 some years, I would say it's grown so much more to what can we do together? How can we work together? And I don't believe it is a coincidence at all mm-hmm. how strong this community has become because of those things. It's no different with our schools and them working together. I love the rivalries we all do, and we all mm-hmm. have our own little ones. I it's something that I think we do better than anybody in the country here in the Midwest of walking that line of having those rivalries and everything while also, hey, that's my teammate. That's right. My community member or something. Yep. It's a balance that we somehow have figured out mm-hmm. here. It's a really cool part of this. And to hear yeah. that these schools are working together, rooting for each other, a rising tide raises all boats. Right. It's a really cool thing. You mentioned right. the Family Fun Fest. Are yeah. there other things that you guys are doing to kind of work with the community?
Yeah, we have a lot. And as you mentioned, too, like we have a lot of different businesses that like to be involved. There are a lot of different families or groups or nonprofits. We really try to showcase that as well. So like for, an example, a shout out for Rocky's Pizza, community stakeholder for the long as I can remember, who is always involved in stuff. They are a part of stuff that's happening at school and other various schools too. They're everywhere. There's a lot of other places as well. A couple of the other things that we do have going on, again, besides our Family Fun Fest coming up, is we take place a high value on making sure that our kids are active in the community in terms of let's go down to Newman's and check out Newman Golf and support a local business that our kids absolutely love. He's phenomenal to work with. Our kids, our fourth graders today, are visiting the Ho-Chunk Nation in Black River Falls. So checking out what they are all about and learning more about different and just learning more diversity. Like tell me more about you and how do we understand and how can we capitalize on those relationships and those conversations? We've got Morning Jumpstart going on at Woodside through the Boys and Girls Club, which is also phenomenal. We have kids to get somewhere in the morning.
I was wondering about that. I heard a little about this. Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a really cool program.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The kids come in who just need, because of some parent necessity, they got to get to work, whatever. We provide a safe spot for them to come in the morning, interact with each other, work on some skills. The workers there are phenomenal. And then, we also have, again, utilizing our public building. It is a space for people to come and to use and to enjoy, and getting kids in there more often, especially if we can help a community need, is fantastic.
You were just listening to The Rapids Report, a show for the community by the community. To hear the full episode of The Rapids Report, visit our website, civicmedia.us/shows/rapids-report, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
From the WFHR WIRI newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. There's a flood warning for the Wisconsin River, and high water is close to homes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the latest.
The Wisconsin River is under a flood warning south of the Dells. It's pushed water into at least 12 homes in the town of Decorah and surrounds many more. It's covering roads with 4 feet of water in places and closing them. Did you know that most flood deaths happen in vehicles? Don't drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas, because you honestly never know if the road is washed out from underneath it. It's happened too many times before, and in our state. Stay safe and turn around. Don't drown.
Meantime, it's not weather, but tariffs impacting Wisconsin farmers, and even before a seed is planted, Joanne Krulatz explains.
Farmers are changing what they are planting this year because of the tariffs with China. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers are looking at the tariffs from the Trump administration and expecting to export fewer soybeans. In Wisconsin, 12% fewer acres of soybeans are being planted. That's because China makes up the bulk of soybean purchases in the world, and there's no alternative markets to sell those beans. Farmers may be moving to corn or other crops to cover the difference.
Unruly fan behavior continues to catch the attention of Wisconsin school officials, and now a new measure is in place to discourage it. Here's Jimmy Kutzka.
Administrators at Wisconsin high schools voted at the WIAA's annual meeting to require spectators ejected from events to take a free online course in sportsmanship. The course, offered by the NFHS, takes less than 1 hour to complete. It's in addition to a previous rule requiring any ejected spectators to serve a one-game suspension from events at the venue they were tossed from. The measure easily passed at the 2025 annual meeting by a 335-67 vote margin. The requirement goes into effect at the end of May.
I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore says aging is a gift and very different from being old. The Hollywood Reporter says the Substance actress says she prefers her current age to being 21, saying as good as 21 may sound, it was torture. The Oscar-nominated actress praised Oscar winner Anora's Mikey Madison, saying she gave a phenomenal performance. She also says that she has much more work to do and would love to be back on the Oscar stage. Also from The Hollywood Reporter, and speaking of Substance, Margaret Qualley has a new comedy that she's just learned will hit theaters this summer. Focus Features' Honey Don't also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans and is directed by Ethan Coen. Qualley plays a small-town private investigator who looks into the deaths at a church. Honey Don't will hit theaters August 22nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands.
For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back. It is 8:35 now, the time. And again, a reminder that Jane Matinair will be along next to tell us what's coming up on Matinair on Air. And we have Dan Schaefer with us here tomorrow, along with Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. In our newsletter, sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. There includes an article about all the farmers markets that you can find around Wisconsin, many that will be opening soon. And some of the biggest ones that you might want to put on your road trip bucket list, perhaps none more so than the one in the district of our next guest here, State Senator Kel DeRoys, who joins us from up in the Hayward area, where the Joint Finance Committee is going to be meeting to talk about the state budget. So we're going to talk about the state budget. We're going to talk about women's health. But since we were just talking about farmers markets and your backyard, we're going to first say good morning to Kel and talk about how envious we are that big old market that wraps all around the state capitol building is right there in your backyard.
It is a must do, and it's always so much fun to go, even with my kids who run around like crazy people and just demand sweets.
You know what? I run around there like a crazy person. Not for the sweets so much, but for the spicy cheese bread. That's
there. And the fresh cheese curds. I mean, there's just so many great things there.
It's just amazing. Okay, well, let's start on a very serious topic here, and then we're going to get to joint finance and to women's health. But this politically motivated arrest of a Milwaukee County judge on Friday perhaps might have been an even bigger splash publicly if it weren't for a Friday. But I don't think that the anger over it is going to be dissipating. I think it's only going to grow as more people, especially those who are Republican-leaning, go, this is not what they say it is. This is something that's not cool, arresting a judge. And that's the most flippant way I can put it, saying it's not cool. It's serious, Kelda.
It's very serious. I mean, as an attorney, I read the criminal complaint, so-called complaint from the FBI agent, and there's really nothing there. They didn't like that she was angry that they were showing up in her courtroom to try to arrest and deport someone who was appearing there. I mean, we all have an interest in society in people being willing to come to court. If you have been victimized, if you are a witness and you need to testify against somebody in a criminal trial, if you need to show up to court for family law, everybody deserves to be able to have their day in court. And that includes people who are immigrants, whether they're documented or not. And to turn the courthouse into a place where people are getting arrested and judges who are trying to administer justice are being hauled off in handcuffs in an attempt to intimidate them, that is very scary. That is, one of the clearest signals we have that they are marching full bore towards authoritarianism.
And to second that notion, not just the authoritarianism, but the intimidation, it's not as if they don't know where a lot of these folks are or have been. They may see that they are in court records, and even then, they could certainly try to arrest them outside of the courthouse. But to do this right outside a judge's chamber, right outside a courtroom, can't be interpreted any other way than an authoritarian intimidation tactic.
Absolutely. And as Ann Jacobs pointed out, the door that they went through went to a public hallway. And one of the agents actually rode the elevator with the person, but didn't arrest him in the elevator. Yep. And you know, they kind of manufactured this situation because they wanted to make an example of her. And I think it has a lot to do with also deflecting attention from the fact that they have deported numerous children, United States citizens, babies, some of whom are suffering from cancer. And they just put them on a plane to another country with no medication and no support.
It is the things that we're going to continue to learn. But again, you have these kinds of diversions. And frankly, it was reading the interpretation from Ann Jacobs, who's the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and just a top-notch lawyer. And you read through that and you realize, I'm not going to say it was a setup, but, and let me hasten to add one thing here. When people go, oh, it's Democrats, you don't mind it. They could do anything. No, there are things that this judge or any other judge could be doing where we would say, no, you may not have liked the situation, but you can't do that. But pointing somebody toward a door that didn't continue to cause the chaos outside her courthouse, that just takes things to a whole different level, which is why we wanted to have the discussion that we did. Let's cover while you're up in Hayward and Wausau as a member of the Joint Finance Committee, going over the state budget where people can again have their public input. I'm sure you expect a busy day. What are you expecting to hear?
Well, I'm expecting to hear from people all over northern Wisconsin about how important it is for us to be funding our K-12 public schools. We know that Republicans have put our public schools and our kids on a starvation diet for 15 years. Meanwhile, they've been shoveling massive tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires and taking money out of the public school system to put it into private, unaccountable voucher schools. People are mad all over the state when they talk about what it means for their kids to have these underfunded schools, what it's doing to our teachers, and it's causing a crisis in education. People are also concerned about childcare, very concerned about potential cuts to Badger Care, and of course, all the chaos and corruption and fiscal mismanagement that we see from the public administration.
And so if folks want to, if they can't be in Hayward today or Wausau tomorrow, we've mentioned this several times, there is an email address that you can use to give legislators on the Joint Finance Committee your input. And it goes like this, budget.comments at legis, L-E-G-I-S for legislature, legis.wisconsin.gov. One more time, budget.comments at legis.wisconsin.gov. Kelda, as a state senator for you, former state senator to me, you and I both know those emails do not go into a black hole. There is significance in letting people know, letting legislators know what you think.
Absolutely. And in the aggregate, you know, it's very, very clear to see what people care about and what they want our state government to fund, and that Republicans haven't been doing it.
No, and sometimes, not necessarily on a dime, but sometimes you see a change of heart or a change in position. And I would point toward the recent vote in the state Senate overwhelmingly to extend postpartum care, postpartum Medicaid coverage to women for 12 months postpartum, not just 60 days. Now, there's still an uphill battle to get it past Speaker Voss in the Assembly. So we can talk about the merits of the issue, but I guess just from the standpoint of there are still things that, you know, can become increasingly bipartisan if people continue to know what they think their lawmakers should be doing, they can make a difference.
That's absolutely right. I mean, and, you know, several years ago, you really didn't have Republicans standing up for new moms on Badger Care. They were fine to let our state kick new moms off 60 days after giving birth. But over time, I think the public pressure has grown so great. I mean, it's so cruel. And we have kind of a third world infant and maternal mortality rate driven in large part by the lack of health care and health insurance coverage for new moms, especially low-income new moms who often have to go right back to work with no leave. And over time, the Republicans have responded to that pressure. But it remains to be seen whether they're willing to actually stand up for their convictions, stand up for these new moms, or they're just going to let the speaker continue to block it and hide behind him. And there are two ways that they could pass this bill, even over the speaker's objections. The first is they could put it in the budget. They don't need a single assembly Republican. They have all the Senate Democratic votes and assembly Democratic votes and every Senate Republican who already voted for it. We could put it in the budget today. Well, not today because we're not voting, but we could certainly keep it in the budget. The other thing they could do is they could try to pull the bill in the assembly onto the floor out of committee. Now they would have to break ranks and they would have to say, no, Voss, this is more important than your power plays. And it remains to be seen whether Republicans are willing to do that.
This is, something that I first heard about last week, and I think from you or somebody quoting you about the whole notion of just put it in the budget bill. And by the way, for folks who go, oh, no, the Republicans, they always strip all policy out of the budget bill. No, they don't. They strip out the policy they don't like.
Right.
This is something that still could very easily go in the budget bill. And it would be a great way for Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee who want to just send a little message to Robin Voss saying this is so overwhelmingly bipartisan that, mm-hmm. We're not letting you wield all the power on this one.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the bill that would remove abortion care restrictions, restore health care rights in Wisconsin. What's in the legislation that you and others have introduced?
We just launched the Abortion Rights Restoration Act, and this bill does a number of really important things. Number one, it puts into state statute that you and I all have a right to bodily autonomy. We get to make our own healthcare decisions, including abortion. Number two, it repeals that horrible 1849 law that bans virtually all abortion in the state. And number three, it repeals a lot of the Walker-era restrictions that made abortion so difficult for people to get, so burdensome and so much more expensive that even under Roe v. Wade, many women did not functionally have the true right to access abortion. So it does all those three things and basically says there's never a circumstance, there's never a time when a politician knows better than you and your doctor what's best for you and your life and your circumstances.
Now, this is, again, a case of a bill that I'm going to safely predict is not going to be passed into law.
Oh,
and
Pat.
Yet, I know, I'm such a negative Nancy. But there's a reason why you still introduce things like these. So allow me to put that ball on the tee. Why even put these bills in the hopper?
Because I think it's really important for the voters who elected us and handed Democrats enormous victories in the legislature to know that we're fighting for them. We're not giving up on this issue. We also need to put pressure on these Republicans. You know, abortion is popular. It's way more popular than the Republican Party right now. 81% of people want this to be a private decision between a patient and a doctor, not a political one where you've got Republican politicians inserting themselves. So their position is deeply unpopular. And I think it's up to us to force the issue and make them talk about it. Within 24 hours of releasing that bill, we had one state rep put out a really unhinged press release attacking me and comparing abortion rights to the Holocaust and people who have abortions to Hitler. I mean, it was crazy, unhinged. And I think it's important that people see that because it does inform how active they are and their voting decision.
And you do see this in floor debates. I know that Dr. Kristen Lierley and I, 2 years ago in the budget, during the floor debate, we brought up these excerpts from Republicans. You know, one of them said, well, as a veterinarian, I know more about the biology of birth than almost anybody in this chamber and other similar ridiculousness. So it is important that these bills are introduced, that they're talked about, which is why we have Civic Media. It's why we have Up North News, is to say, look, a lot of mainstream media sites are simply not talking about these kinds of things, and you deserve to know what these legislators are introducing and what the significance would be. And the last thing, Kelda, would be that this is actually standing up for a position and not some kind of a move toward the mushy middle, which I know a lot of Democrats get pinged on. This is not just, well, we'll keep these restrictions, but not these. It's no, this is a right is a right.
Absolutely. And when we see in other states and even in Wisconsin after Dobbs, women being turned away from hospital emergency rooms, women being forced to bleed out and go septic in a Walmart parking lot, that is a nightmare. And the more people see of the anti-choice hellscape that these Republican extremists want to create for us, the less they want of it. And I think it's really important that, people will vote for elected officials, even if they don't agree with every single thing that person believes in. Because diverse country, right? We're never going to agree 100% on anything. But they want politicians who are going to stand up for what they believe in.
There you go. Kelda Rice, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon. All right. I'm Pat Kreitlow, reminding you that it's all about every one of those words in our national promise, liberty and justice for all. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Heavy rain and rising groundwater can turn your basement into a disaster zone overnight. A failing sump pump means water damage and expensive repairs. Don't wait. Tri-City Services installs and services high-quality sump pumps to keep your home dry. Don't risk thousands in water damage. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Given the concerns about tariffs, inflation, and the economy, we may see some instability in the financial markets. As an investor, how can you cope? Your best strategy can be summed up in one word: diversification. It can't guarantee profits or prevent all losses, but it can help you manage risk and market fluctuations. Here's why. Different types of financial assets can move in different directions at any given time, so stocks may be up while bonds are down, or vice versa. If you owned both of these types of assets, and others besides, your portfolio would likely fare better than if you only owned one type of asset, and that asset was affected by a market downturn. How you diversify your portfolio will depend on your own risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. But however you do it, diversification should always be a driving force behind your investment strategy.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact him at 715-421-0958.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Playmakers, everybody. Seth and James behind the mics. Thanks for joining us. Mm-hmm. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Join us for Playmakers. We speak sport.
Yep. You keep throwing that in there, man. Yes, if you're going to make it a tagline.
Yes, I'm going to force it in there. Yes. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. I've got plenty of draft talk we could do, but I got a couple of stories of the show I want to get to and some baseball talk with Seth here.
Yeah.
So first off, got to talk to GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul, the other day.
Oh, nice.
The Junior River Kings youth team is traveling to Notre Dame to compete in their first ever hockey tournament.
Woo!
This signifies a significant milestone for this team, and we're really hoping for not only some fun hockey for these kids, mm-hmm. but just a great experience, a great opportunity for them.
Right.
A shout out to Coach and everybody involved in this and making this happen for these kids.
Absolutely.
This is how you build the sport. Mm-hmm. When we talk about the importance of the River Kings in this area and building hockey up and down the river, that's not just a tagline, everybody. They put their time and effort into this.
They absolutely do.
As somebody who loves hockey so darn much, and it is the first sport that I fell in love with my dad. It easily is. I got no words for what he's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds really cool, and I'm sure that it is even cool on other levels as far as parents giving their kids something to do and all those things. And sure. I'm not taking anything from any of that. But what we're doing here, where say there's 10 kids on that roster, mm-hmm. if three or four of them fall in love with this sport, that's what you're doing.
Yep.
Let alone all of them could.
You never know.
That's how you build these sports.
Yep.
And as we learn more and more of what it is to be an athlete, as it gets, you know, quite honestly, darker and darker with some of the NIL and transportal stuff. And I'm not talking about college. I mean high school.
Right.
What's going on there? Which the NIL stuff in college, that's a great debate and a good conversation. But nobody's got a perfect answer. And nobody's got the right answer because nobody knows what the exact perfect way to handle this is. It's right. The Wild West. With the high school stuff, I have to do my homework on that more. Mm-hmm. And I really want to get into that subject because that is dark to me. Mm. That's a little bit too far. I got no problem. I've made it very clear how I feel about Transportal and NIL all that. I think that loyalty matters, but I'm also, how can I say that when any head coach in any college university can tell his players and his recruits, hey, I'm here for the long haul. Hey, honey, are you done packing yet? I'm here for the long haul, kids. And then, you know,
and they're gone, right?
They're gone at night, in the middle of the night, taking the Oklahoma job or something like
yeah,
that.
Right.
In the case that I'm thinking of, it was the Minnesota job, actually, with Coach Kill.
Yes.
But that's, you know, what kind of hypocrisy is that when you're expecting players, young men, to be more like adults than the old men that are coaching them? What kind of ridiculousness that is.
That's wrong.
But I also agree that it's out of hand, and these kids got to learn some darn loyalty, or at least what it means to sign a contract, because that is, again, what this is about.
Mm.
Them not becoming Hall of Fame athletes, them becoming Hall of Fame human beings. That's
right.
What college is supposed to be about, and
right.
as long as we're going to still call it that, you got to at least incorporate that in there, maybe shoehorn it in there if you can. Here's
a little bit there.
Let me get that moral compass in there while I'm at it.
Wait, they have to go to classes? How dare they? How do they make them go to classes?
What I see here with hockey, I wish that the NCAA, I do have a tie-in here, if the NCAA was paying attention and smart about this, they'd reach out to any hockey organization they can or learn more about how hockey handles these things. Because you got plenty of 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old kids growing to a whole other country to play this sport.
Right.
And you never hear anything bad about it. I'm not saying that there aren't horror stories or bad things.
I'm sure.
But they've been doing this for century almost.
Yes. Long time.
And successfully.
Yep.
Baseball, I think, has done a pretty decent job of this over the years.
Yep.
It's the Wild West, but it ain't like somebody, like nobody's ever seen in the Wild West and people are blown away by guns for the first time or something.
Right.
Like these have been around a while. Yep. It's just the rules and everything. The rules with this are a lot different. Mm-hmm. They need the NCAA to put on their big boy pants and act like adults and actually get something done.
That may be a bridge too far. That might be too tall of an order, James.
I am asking them to do their job. Yeah, that is a lot. The people doing their job are River Kings, and I that's my story of the show, the Junior River Kings.
Hey,
I hope they have a great time.
One of the things I love about having the Rafters, having the River Kings, is one of the most thrilling things for Rafters fans is to see one of the players go to the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So they play for the Rafters, man. You know, look at what the guys that are up there. There's, a handful of old Rafters that are playing in the big leagues right now. The River Kings could be like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
They could be one of those developmental things that all of a sudden you see one of the kids playing in the NHL. How cool is that? I mean, they were here. Now they're there. That's great.
It'll be in a blink of an eye, everybody. We'll be playing River Kings home games over here again. So be on the lookout for that. And, of course, once we get closer to the season and everything, Coach Paul will be joining us with the fourth period. And we'll be talking River Kings plenty.
Mm-hmm.
We do have Rafters also around the corner over on WFHR.
Like a month away or so, yeah.
So excited about that.
Yep.
And I bring them up to remind everybody to not only go to NorthwoodsLeague.com, get their single and package tickets and everything, and get ready for the season. Take a look at their promotions. They got some great stuff going on this year. But I bring this up to talk a little baseball with the guy that I loves baseball like my dad. There's a couple of people I know that love baseball more than most, and you and him right up there. A little blast from the past here. Can I interest you in a Ryan Howard story, Seth?
Ooh. I have not heard from Mr. Howard recently. In fact, many, many years I haven't heard from him.
One of those guys, man, Ryan Howard, I thought was going to just have a 10, 20-year career kind of thing, and it didn't work out that way, but had a nice run.
5 years. He was just dominant, man. Won an MVP award. I mean,
I know, but Philly, Jimmy Rollins, him, they won a World Series, didn't they?
They did.
They did. Yeah, yeah.
In 2008 is when the Phillies won the World Series.
That was an odd one. Yeah. So Ryan Howard was a rookie with the Philadelphia Phillies, just putting baseball on notice with his moonshot home runs when he met Buck O'Neill, a champion of black ball players during a monumental 8-decade career on and off the field. Howard was introduced to O'Neill as a modern-day Josh Gibson, one of the Negro League's greatest players. And he was. O'Neill hit 466 for the 1943 Homestead Grays. Howard hit at least 45 homers four times in his career. he did that, but he was too embarrassed to accept the comparison. Howard, to this day, Howard's like, Mr. O'Neill was like no other.
Join James and all his guests on Playmakers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on 105.5 WIRI.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Russia's declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine for next week when it marks the nation's victory over Nazi Germany. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
White House officials say that there is a framework that exists and they feel that they are getting closer, though they were unwilling to say this weekend that they think a longer-term end to this war is right around the corner.
The Vatican says the Sistine Chapel's been sealed. The conclave to choose a new pope will begin a week from Wednesday. CBS News papal contributor Dela Gallagher from Rome.
In the last two conclaves, a pope has been chosen within 2 days, so we could expect perhaps something similar, but you never know.
The lights are out in Spain. Metro riders can't buy tickets. Train service, phone lines, traffic lights, and ATM machines all on the fritz after a major power outage that's also affecting parts of France and Portugal. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the